name's Asif Khan. I'm dual heritage, so my father's from Pakistan, mother's from Scotland. And I spent most of my childhood in Dundee in Scotland, up to about the age of 15. And then I came to Bristol and spent the A levels in Bristol, and I went back to Scotland to go to university.
Okay. Yeah. Do you speak any other languages?
I did when I was younger. I spoke Punjabi. I went to Pakistan when I was about five. But when I came back, they put me in special measures at school because that was my main language. And so that was in the days they called it special educational needs. So I had the kind of remedial classes, they called it. So then I kind of flipped to being English being the first language, and the kind of Punjabi dropped off.
And do you still have any command of Punjabi?
I could understand some conversations. Funnily enough, my flatmates are Punjabi, Punjabi heritage. I mean, he's speaking to his family, can understand some of the words.
Oh, that's really general interesting. Yeah, okay.
No, but when I was growing up, particularly the food connection, my father would only eat halal meat, and so it's quite hard to get hold of good quality halal meat, particularly from Dundee. So I always had an issue around eating meat when I was growing up, because even at school I can join in with other kids and what they were eating. So I would tend to go for a vegetarian option when I was at school, and then at home be eating meat. So it was a kind of conflicting diet when I was growing up. And when I went to university when I was 17, I decided to give up eating meat altogether. So I became a vegetarian as a result of that.
So your father, was he Muslim or practicing?
Yeah, he was born in Delhi and moved to Multan in the Punjab in Pakistan at the time of partition, in 1947. So he would have been about five at the time. And then he grew up in Pakistan and came over to Scotland when he was about 21.
So we're just going to move on to just talk about some of the meals that you remember eating while you were growing up. Just, are there any...
Well, there was two things I was thinking about. This was, one was around preparation of food. It's like, my dad taught my mother how to make curry. And it was just... We used to look at all the different spices all being lined up, and it was almost like a ritual in a way of cooking. And I used to watch my mum cooking and think, it was almost like a mindfulness kind of technique that it would often take up to an hour to prepare a meal. But because you were doing a kind of routine, it was a way of relaxing, I guess, you know, through cooking.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, just through the preparation. And a lot of the spices you can get hold of quite easily. So just to see the different colours on it, because when you're at school and you're eating school meals, everything seems to be quite bland.
Yeah.
And then you come home and there's these wonderful smells and textures and just way of cooking. And we lived in a tenement block, and you could get the smells. We were at the top level, so when you're coming up the stairs, you could smell all the food being prepared and cooked.
Oh, wow.
And I was thinking, even now looking back, all the neighbours must have been like salivating.
Yeah,
and all that smell.
Definitely. Yeah. So the style of food that was generally cooked in your house was...
There was a general mixture between traditional Scottish food, so it'd be like mince and tatties and stobies, which is a kind of stew. A lot of porridge and broth. And then you'd have the Indian food as well. So it was kind of... You would know when you were at the bottom of the stairs what you were going to be getting for tea that night, because you would get the smells coming out as well.